for at least, officially, this is our last day here. Next week is homecoming, we're going back to the house.
Amen, thank you, Jesus.
But we already know the house is wherever he is.
Yes,
who we are.
We the house.
So it doesn't matter if we're in a building, in a school, in a field, under a tent one day.
It don't make a difference.
All right. So let us remember what we are to proclaim. We are here to proclaim the good news that Jesus is the King who
pre-existed as God the Son, was sent by God the Father, took on human flesh in fulfillment of God's promises to David, died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, appeared to many witnesses, is enthroned at the right hand of God as the ruling Christ, has sent the Holy Spirit to his people to effect his rule, and will come again as final judge to rule.
Amen.
And also we are continuing to pray for peace in a time of war. Let's pray together.
Oh Lord, you who are the true King, have mercy, we pray, upon the war-torn peoples of the world. Silence warmongers, scatter the bloodthirsty, shatter the weapons of war, and take pity upon the vulnerable, so that true peace and justice might be restored to this land. We pray in the name of Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Amen.
And you know, when we say this land, we're not talking about a country.
Amen.
We're talking about this world.
Amen.
But God is not the God of a country. He is the God of the universe.
Amen.
He transcends. He's way beyond. So he's not petty like we are. So when we come together, our singing, you know, in the Bible, when the Levites, when they would strike out to move from place to place when they had the tabernacle, because the tabernacle moved, kind of like what we are. When the tabernacle moves, the Levites would put the singers in the front. And they would sing while they were moving into battle to the house of the Lord.
Yeah.
Or just in rejoicing and celebrating the fact that they were the people of God.
This is how I fight my battles. 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 It may look
battles. makes a little something.
Yeah.
Man.
Sometimes you just have to do a little something, son. Our scripture reading today is Psalm 121. Anybody need any help?
All the time.
Today is 127.
Yes. In the National Version, let's read it together.
I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore.
Lord, we thank you for watching over us, Lord. We know, Lord, the things that we do, Lord, are not pleasing to you sometimes, Lord. But, Lord, you still love us still. With a love, Lord, that just goes through generations. Lord, we're thanking you for letting us love you back. Thanking you for Jesus. Jesus coming with that sacrifice, that one and only one who could come. Sinless. Yes, his blood was perfect.
Come on.
His blood that was shed was perfect. It took away death. We didn't have to see death, Lord. We're thanking you, Lord, for letting us gather together, Lord. The preacher that is bringing the message today, Lord, feel her, Lord. Holy Spirit, come. Come down.
Amen.
Show us, Lord, just how much, Lord, you love us, Lord, even more. Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 There's only one name that can do anything about everything. There's only one person who can do anything about everything. That's our God. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
And he's given us a name that we are to lift up and praise.
Worthy of every song we could ever sing. Worthy of all the praise we could ever sing. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We sing for you.
Yes, yes. Oh, yes.
Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever say. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you.
Yes.
Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live. for you.
Close out the time that we've had here. Like when you just look at the words, you know, we're going to show love and be kind and be merciful and leave God's presence here when we leave. You know, these schools need Amen. All the love they can get. Amen.
Yes.
All right. So just by way of, hey. Okay. Well, you wasn't ready, so. Okay. All right. All right. So by way just of a couple of announcements, Pastor Sarah Tate is going to be bringing the word this morning.
Amen.
So keep her lifted up in prayer. Tuesdays, 4 o'clock, Minister Richard Overall is on Blog Talk Radio with Training Day. Wednesdays at 6 p.m., we have our Bible reading class. If you need a book, just make sure you go on the church website, rfcm.org, and get one. Deaconess Loretta Welch is teaching this week Joshua's final exhortation.
Yes. Amen.
Don't forget, every Friday, 7 o'clock, Deaconess Kathy Clyburn on Blog Talk Radio with Bring Back the Family. Monday, November 27th at 6 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio, we have a new Bible class entitled Biblical Giving. It's going to be taught by Pastor O's book entitled Biblical Giving, and Pastor O is going to be the teacher. If you need a book, Pastor O said today is the last day to ask for one to get it for free.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you want to pay, you're more than welcome to do so. But if you are a member and haven't gotten your book yet, or if you visit regularly, just let Pastor O know, and then you can get your book for free. Amen?
Amen.
I think, Pastor O, you said the class is like, what, 4 or 5 weeks long?
Oh, 4 weeks.
4 weeks. Okay, and we're not going to go through the whole book. So we're going to have questions for discussion, but you're going to be responsible essentially for reading the whole book. Okay, and if you're getting it for free, like, read the book. All right. So one of the biggest things for us is we finally get to go back home to our church home. Amen. So next Sunday, we will be back in our church building, 27085 West Outer Drive in Ecorse. Sunday school is at 9. Worship service is at 10. On November 12th, which is the following Sunday, the Church of the Resurrection, they already have something going on, a pre-existing situation happening. So we're going to be back here on November the 12th. But then after that, which is the following Sunday, I think it's the 19th, if I'm doing my math right.
Yes.
We're back in our church building, and we're there until otherwise say. Amen.
Amen.
So don't forget to go to our church website, rfcm.org. Classes, jobs, resources, everything we do is archived and free. Over 1,800 shows, services, classes. That's a lot, okay? And I always say you can get your whole Christian life together if you just go on Blog Talk Radio on our show page. Everything's on there, okay? Let me see. If you want to pay tithes and offerings, of course, you can go on the church website, rfcm.org. There is a prayer list coming up on the screen. As a bereavement, the Walker family of River Rouge, continue to keep them in your prayers in the loss of their youngest brother, Everett Walker of Ecorse, who passed away this past Thursday. A longtime friend of Deacon Eric Reed, which I don't know anybody would want to be your friend, but. And Pastor O, longtime friend. So just keep the families and so many others in your prayers, okay? Again, we just had a totally unnecessary and completely preventable mass shooting that happened in Maine. So just keep everybody lifted in prayer, amen. Birthdays for this month. We should do a birthday song too? Okay, birthday song, okay. All right, so Pastor Terrence Tate celebrated on the 9th. Pastor Janice Tate celebrated on the 10th. Quanaya and Deaconess Loretta celebrated on the 15th. Jedediah celebrated on the 16th. Cameron celebrated on the 19th. And Miss Micah is closing us out today with her birthday today. Amen. All right. Last but not least, real quick, I got a devotional. I know how I do. So this one is entitled, Setbacks Can't Derail God's Purpose. When you feel like you've lost everything, God does the incredible so you can do the impossible. Wow. Don't be afraid, Paul, for you will surely stand trial before Caesar. What's more, God in his goodness has granted safety to everyone sailing with you. Acts chapter 27, verse 24. Sometimes a setback is rooted in your own actions or choices. You made a mistake. You did something that hurt another person. You disobeyed God. And now you're facing a storm as a result. But often the storms we face in life aren't because of something we did. Instead, we suffer because of other people's poor decisions or even their sins. Acts chapter 27 gives us a dramatic example of suffering a setback because of the foolish choices of others. Paul had been unfairly put on trial for crimes he didn't commit. He was a Roman citizen, so he had the opportunity to appeal to Caesar in capital offense cases. On the prison ship heading towards Rome, Paul told the others that they were headed toward disaster, but no one listened, and it didn't take too long before they hit a terrible storm. But that didn't mean the storm sidetracked God's purpose for Paul, and a storm doesn't have to sidetrack God's purpose for you either. Wow. God's purpose for your life is greater than any setback you'll ever go through. An angel assured Paul of that in Acts, again, 27:24. Don't be afraid, Paul, for you will surely stand trial before Caesar. What's more, God in his goodness has granted safety to everyone sailing with you. The angel told Paul that, despite the setback, he will one day stand before Caesar and share his testimony. God's purpose wouldn't be thwarted. God doesn't need a plan B for your life. Hitting a setback, whether it's your fault or someone else's, doesn't mean God won't work through your life. When disaster hits, God just fits it into his plan. When someone else's decisions turn your life upside down, God uses it for his glory. When someone else's mistake puts you in a difficult situation, God works through it anyway. When you feel like you've lost everything, God does the incredible so you can do the impossible. You can't sink God's purpose, and neither can anyone else. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Just a few things. I'm going to send it over to Pastor. I didn't send it, but I just sent him over a boatload of jobs and programs and information. So please go out there. But one thing I want to talk about is for our senior community. I know how hard it is. It's time for me to pick a insurance for my job, and it's crazy. You don't ever know which way to go up or whatever. So I know the senior citizens are getting bombarded. If you're in a program or if you are 64, don't wait till you get 65. Start early, because it is a multitude of programs, and this one will do this and this one will do that. So this morning I got a contact. That's why I didn't post. I want to make sure. So I have a Medicare contract. This is what she does. This is why she makes her living. So she knows all the ins and outs of the Medicare that's straight Medicare or the Medigaps programs. Her name is Janet Evans. I'm going to send information. It's going to be posted on our resource page. But if anybody needs information, they can call me. I can give you her contact information. It is very, very important, because everybody, when you reach that age of when you go 65, 3 months or 2 months or 6 months or whatever it is, they start bombarding you with information. And then you're stuck with that program for a whole year. Mm-hmm. And everybody who tell you don't have a donut hole, they lie. Everybody has to go through a donut hole. And if you don't know what that is, that's a question for Janet. And that's for the Medicare. I also sent over something. It's called Michigan Reconnect. They are helping you with schools in Michigan's a tuition-free program. You have to apply by November 15th. I'm not giving you any more details. Go to the page to find out about that. And there's also a program that people that need help with their resume, they're helping you with the resume, they'll come pick you up, I think, and help you format your resume. That's on the site. And then also it's a list, Jonathan sent over, it's a list of all the unemployment offices in the southeastern area. So you don't know where to go, it's out there. And then there's another program that's called Jumpstart Program. They help you with a multitude of things, but you have to be at least 18 years old and you have to be a resident of Detroit. So that's the information that's on there, and then I will be sending over the other information to post. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right, Grandma, rising to your feet, just be prepared for offerings. But before that, y'all know it's the anointed blessed month. October.
Birthday song time. It says the birthday girl is here today. It's the day of her birthday. Let us sing together. One, two, three.
Oh, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Each day of the year, may you find Jesus near. Oh, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Shower you.
Oh yeah, may his love, peace, and blessing shower you. Bless people, thank you.
Yes.
It is time for offering. Our deacons will assist you as need be as we sing this next song that you all don't need to even look at the words to, because you already know it. As the basket passes around. Rejoice in the Lord.
Always and again I say, rejoice in the Lord. Oh, that-
to sit or stay. That's way to go height to the throne.
Yes.
Good height to the throne. It's time for altar call. Y'all see the list? I had to make the print smaller because the names keep going on it. Definitely a perfect pick with Lewiston, Maine. And Acapulco, for people that don't know. They got hit with a hurricane that was supposed to land as a Category 1, and it ended, it came in as a 5.
Whoa.
They are devastated and desolate right now because they can't even get in there to help them. And then found out this morning, pray for Amir and the loss of his grandmother, the Jones family. We'll definitely remembering the wars in Ukraine and then throughout the Middle East, even though we are familiar with the Israel-Gaza, that makes the news, but people don't know what's going on in Azerbaijan and other places where there's fighting, Syria that never stops. That's why we're praying for peace in time of war. And of course, our focuses this month have been on Quinaya and Lorenzo. We're praying for Kenny Blue, that's Melanie's father. We're praying for her as well as she goes to minister and see about him. Prayers are much needed. You want to talk to her. Yeah. But praise God, your prayers have been answered because two of the companies have tentative agreements.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
That's a plus.
So keep praying.
Come on.
Not only are we praying for the agreements, but we're praying for ratification of the contract so these people can get back to work.
Yes.
And we're also praying that what is happening, they get a just wage.
Yes.
Some of y'all don't know, these people are walking into these factories, they were starting at $16 an hour.
Yes.
That's terrible.
The auto companies.
Yes.
Right. Where leaders were making, one making $31 million at the end of this year.
Right. That's horrible.
Yes. That's not just.
It's not.
And we need to pray for fair wages everywhere.
Amen. Amen.
That's the will of God. A workman is worthy of his hire.
Yes.
So somebody, just because you're sitting up here and you put in 8 hours and they down here and they put in 8 hours and do twice the work does not mean you get to make more because you sit up here.
Amen. Amen.
There's enough for everybody.
Yes.
We the people of God need to stand with that. The next one y'all know. Pray for those who have to rule over us. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yes.
And of course, I focus on President Sharon, Abraham, myself, Deacons Oliver and Loretta Welch, Nico, I talked to her this week, Darius, top of the list. And of course, keeping Doris in our prayers as well as the mothers, because we got three of them represented. And
I just wanted to put out there to everybody who prayed for Zedekiah's dad. He just made a mistake a while ago that's kind of catching up to him now, and he kind of just needed everybody's prayers. So.
Amen. His name is Anthony.
God bless him.
So as I'm going to be praying out loud, if you just take one name, one line. Remember, we talked about something. We got access. We can go right to the throne. We don't have to dress special ways. We don't have to put on special oil and nothing like that. We don't have to go through no curtains. All we have to do is just say Father. Or better yet, Daddy.
Yes, yes, yes.
And we know He hears us. Let us pray. Daddy, this morning we just come to your throne and we are grateful because we're not coming to a king who we have to get permission to come to see.
Yes.
Or go through a bunch of formal hoops. Yes. But all we have to do is look to your right and see Jesus seated there and know because of Him we have access.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Jesus. Without you, we are lost. Without you giving up what is rightfully yours, all the glory, all the honor, all the praise to enter into the human experience and come and walk this earth and live out humanity's role and then ascend back to the Father. And even right now, you're interceding for us as we talk to you.
All right.
We thank you, Holy Spirit, because through our pain, our tears, our confusion, our lack of language, you take our prayers and you season them up and you make them presentable.
Yeah. All right.
And you line them up with the will of what you, God, most holy God, are doing in the earth. But Lord, as we send our prayers up, we want the blessings of being able to talk to you about each and every situation to come down.
Amen.
So we ask, Lord, have mercy on the people in Maine.
Yes.
The people of Acapulco.
Yes.
Everywhere around this world, Ukraine.
Yes, Lord.
Gaza, Israel,
yes.
Continents, all of them, Lord. Whether it be weather, disease, famine, whatever it is, Lord, it is not your will. Because you created us to flourish.
Okay.
And war is not the answer, as Brother Marvin said. He was also right when he said only love can conquer hate.
Oh, hallelujah.
And you showed us how much you love us and you gave us your son.
Yes, Lord.
And when you allowed us to disrespect and dishonor you and not pay attention to you, but yet you let us live so that we might come to the tree of life, we say thank you.
Thank you.
And Father, in the midst of this world, we know you said troubles would come, trials would come. You told us people would get sick and die. Some would get well. Some would have to endure hardship, but you told us to endure it like good soldiers.
Yes.
Realizing that we are in an army that has already won the victory because of who sits on the throne.
Yes, Lord.
So we just come to you and we know you can jump Darius right to the top of that list.
Yes.
And make him
yes.
But in this meantime, help him to deepen his faith and his trust in you, knowing that you are the God who is able.
Yes.
And we pray your hand of comfort on Melanie.
Come on.
And on Amir. Mm-hmm. And on others who are grieving. The Thomas family here on River Rouge, yes. Lord, as Reverend Thomas is with you. So we pray for Norman, Lord.
Yes.
As he is without parents, like many of us know, but we also know you are the God of all comfort. And you will walk beside us as we hold on. And sometimes we just need to be like kids who just put our face in your chest and cry out to you.
Yes.
Because the pain, it is too much for us.
Yes.
But you told us to come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Yes.
Yes.
I will give you the strength. You said you would take us up on your wings and carry us as we go through these difficult seasons.
Yes.
And Lord, we do pray for those that sit in Washington and have the rule over us, Lord.
Yes.
A lot of them say they know you, but their actions just don't line up with their words.
Yes.
Which leads me to believe that there are a lot of people who talk about you but don't know you, Father.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
But help us, your people, who have been learning about who you are and know who you are because we spend time with you each and every day throughout the day and we know what you can do. Help us to go to them and to speak truth to power. We don't just have to do it in the ballot box. We can email, we can call, and when we get the opportunity to be in their presence, we can say, you must do what is right because there is a righteous judge who loves you enough, and he gave his son for you. Will you serve him?
Yes.
Amen.
Again, Lord, we just look forward to the meal that you prepared to us today for your servant. We know that you will speak a right now word to us through her. Empty her out as you already have done so that she can be filled with your spirit to speak what you are saying to your church today. And no matter what else goes on, we will thank you and praise you because victory is ours. Because Jesus is overcome. We thank you in his name.
Amen.
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 So today we have a little treat. I've asked my sister in love to sing us a song.
Good morning.
Okay,
I know that my Redeemer lives, present tense, is alive, present tense, is moving, present tense, is the same yesterday, today, and forever, present tense. And I didn't have to do anything about it. Before the creation of time, God deemed our Redeemer for our soul.
Oh, God.
Before you took your very first breath, God redeemed you and then put you on earth.
Yes. Yes.
Let's pray.
I think they missed that.
Before you move, live, and have your being, God made sure that you were redeemed.
Yes.
So you can move, live, and have your being in Him like He does already, present tense.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I'm sorry, I'm a little stirred up.
Just work with it.
Yes, Lord.
God is so good.
Yes.
Man.
God is just amazing. I mean, let's pray. Let's pray.
Because I'll stay here.
Lord, thank you for being everything that you deemed yourself to us.
Yes.
Thank you for not having to prove yourself, but us prove us to you because you're worthy.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for every piece of you that you leave for us to reveal yourself to us, Lord, that we can hang on to.
Yes.
Thank you for giving us breath in our lungs, Lord, and giving us a mind to think, Lord. And thank you for giving us hands and feet and all these gates to be in connection with you.
Yes.
Yes.
Lord, thank you for your secret place.
Thank you.
Thank you for the place that no one knows that we have to go to get on our knees to thank you for everything you've done already. Thank you for your secret place so we can go and lament when we have to, Lord.
Yes.
And thank you that your secret place puts us so high that we're untouchable by the enemy.
Yes.
We praise you for who you are and what you stand for, Lord, and we ask that you bless us, everybody represented here, with something from you.
Yes.
Move me completely out of the way, Lord.
Yes.
Put me in the back.
Yes.
You show up and show up tremendously, Lord, and represent yourself well as you always do.
Yes.
Lord, thank you for being El Shaddai, Jehovah Nissi, and Jehovah Shalom.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right. It's some different energy today, y'all. It's very different. For the past 45 days, I have been in solitude. Yeah. 45 days that I've counted.
Right.
Right?
Right.
When you think of the word solitude, you automatically think isolation.
Yes.
And God hurried up and threw in seclusion.
Yes.
And restoration.
Mm-hmm.
And redemption. And I said, I was going to start with an S, Lord. I'm real meticulous about words. And God told me that I didn't love him with my heart, my mind, and my soul.
Ooh.
Like just like that. He says, I want you to go into solitude because you don't love me how I want you to love me. You love me how you want to love me.
Alright.
I said, I love you, Lord. Wait, time out. He said, no, you didn't hear what I said. You love me like you want to love me.
Mm.
I want you like I want to be loved.
Okay. Okay.
One of the things I had to learn in my marriage is that I'm not the boss. Don't tell him I said that. I had to learn that there was a lot of compromise. I walked in with my own expectations, what I wanted, because I'm the bride. This is my marriage, right? My husband is real strong, y'all. My husband mean what he say and say what he mean, and no means no. And if you know something about being daddy, daddy don't tell me no. James don't care about that.
I'm going back to my daddy house.
And the Lord said, no, you're going to figure this thing out. You wanted to be married. Mm-hmm. I gave you a man that loves me, and I want you to work that thing out.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
8 years later, however old that girl is, 8 years later, right?
Yeah.
We are now in a space where no is okay. Right,
maybe.
Right, I gotta walk it out. Sometimes I'll be like, what? No. But then I think about how many times the Lord has told me no for provision.
Whoa.
Okay.
And you don't think about that in the marriage because I'm thinking. You do, I'm thinking. No. That man thinking about providing and provision sometimes. And sometimes the Lord tells us, no, slow down, go into solitude. For provision.
Yes.
I had, Facebook was like my hobby. I love it, right? I also like watching TV a lot. And I enjoy gossiping a lot.
Talk to us.
I love talking a lot. And when the Lord asked for solitude, I said, that means I have to be quiet.
You can't talk.
I can't talk. So that was problem number one, because y'all know me. Mm-hmm. Y'all know I talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. And so, of course this ain't gone. Okay, there we go. And so lesson number one, solitude is a necessary space, but you must be intentional about it.
Wow.
Because I messed up in solitude. That's why it's been 45 days. And he said 30 days, and I'm at 45. Now again, he said 30 days. I'm on present tense day 45. That I counted.
That you
count. So I'm probably on day 62. But I done messed up so many times in solitude. I just spoke up too much, Lolo. He's like, we gotta start over. Then, I'm gonna play y'all over some more. Then, I think they like the second or third week, the Lord asked me to fast. I'm already 100 pounds soaking wet. What am I gonna do? I can't lose no weight. I'm gonna disappear.
Okay.
I'm gonna disappear. And the Lord said, no, I want you to fast. I want you to get everything out of you that does not belong, and I want you to only talk to me about it.
Mm. Wow.
Now, I'm a teacher. I get up every day and go to Tim Hortons. I eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and 7 snacks. Mm-hmm. That's a lot to ask of somebody. That's a lot. Mm-hmm. And then he said, do you want to start with this fast, or you want to start with your mouth fast? We'll start over here with the food, Lord. I start with the food, Lord. I can't wait on my mouth. And so I tell Crystal, tell me, I'm telling you, I've been walking this walk with the Lord, and I said, he ain't said nothing about this little nasty mouth of mine.
He will.
And 45 days ago, he said, okay, let's start with what you put in your mouth.
Okay.
Oh.
Because if y'all don't know, I love sugar.
Okay.
I used to drink Pepsi a lot. I had to quit that. My gallbladder was going. Be careful.
Okay.
And then I like gum. I like sugar. I like sugary things. Mm-hmm. And the Lord asked me, he said, don't I provide you with natural sugar in your body called glucose?
Yeah. Okay. Wow.
Once. What's the goal name? Right? And I said, yeah, you need some water, girl. You need some water. So that's why y'all see me with that big yellow cup. Because I had got beat up for some water. And so I've been on water for like 6 months. It's been rough. But in a place where God asks you to be is going to be your most uncomfortable sometimes. He just asked me to stop talking trash, give up sugar, and be intentional and be quiet. That's a lot. Right? Psalms chapter 27, verse 5. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In his secret tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up on a rock. I said, okay, what's happening to talk to me? And he's like, you know all these questions you be having. In the secret place of his tabernacle is the only where God is only permitted. If we have access to the secret place where God is only committed, why don't we use that secret place?
Amen.
Right.
Yes.
We asking God, we going to counsel. Listen, I'm a big counseling advocate. Very big counseling advocate. I'm a very big talker. So I do think that conversing with people is a very good idea. Sometimes you have to converse with the Lord alone in your secret place.
Okay. Yes.
Your secret place is not your prayer closet.
Yes.
Ah.
Yes.
Your secret place is the place that you don't allow distractions to come in.
Yes.
Okay.
Your secret place can be your car. Turn your radio off. Be quiet in your mind. Oh my gosh, that was rough for me.
Mm-hmm.
Find a secret place.
Yes. Yes.
Your secret place does not have to be in church.
Mm-hmm.
Because don't you know that you're the temple of the Holy Spirit?
Right.
So where is your secret place?
Right.
Solitude, to be alone, to intentionally isolate. Again, the isolation word, I was like, And he said, Proverbs chapter 18, verse 1, isolation. A man who isolates himself seeks his own desire. He rages against all wise judgments. That's why the Lord hurry up and put seclusion in there. Because sometimes we go to our default and we think with our humanity. And we forget that now God is a spirit. He's not a human being. He don't use a body. We use a body to get to him. He's already seated in heavenly places and authority.
Yes, yes.
We need to get to him.
Right, right.
Psalms 91, 1 and 2. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. When you intentionally decide to be in secret place with God, he's like, oh, come on, let's go. Come on, I got a couch. It's a nice fluffy pillow. Everything's white. Right to me?
Mm-hmm.
Everything's white.
Everything's
white. This is holy. Holy, white, holy. Come on, Eric, come on. White and holy, come on. Right? And so God wants you to intentionally seek his face.
Amen.
Seek me. Knock on my door. Kick it down. Cast your cares. If there is no way for you to become secluded away from your distractions, how will you ever elevate with God?
Okay.
Ooh.
Makes sense.
Ooh.
Psalms 91. I was within the last 45 days that I have been, I would say, getting beat up, but the Lord is saying prune, you know, sanctify, set apart, and I was just like, Lord, you're beating me up. I had a vision that I was speaking in a crowd. Me and my daddy was on the phone one day. And it was almost as if he had that same vision because he stopped talking. And we both paused and just was like, oh, wow. My distractions have prevented me from going to places with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So much so that I even discredited my own self for being worthy enough to be here today.
Oh. Okay.
Friday, I was in the prayer room on the floor crying because I said, Lord, I don't... Is this what you want for me? Because sometimes in our solitude, we're still kind of distracted, and that's where Satan come on in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd be like, oop. Because he don't have bones. He a serpent. He's sliding in whatever. He getting in any crevice like a little mouse. Little ignorant serpent. And he coming to steal, kill, and destroy your thought process so that you are now distracted from what God is trying to say in your solitude. That's why I don't like being by myself. Because he coming right on it, I'll be like, I am washing dishes today. What do you want? He'd be like, look at that. Don't you think that's stupid over there? No. And so sometimes you really have to recite the word of God to yourself. You have to remind yourself, Jesus was in the wilderness for all that time, alone.
Yeah.
The only people that were allowed to minister to him was angels. So he came right on in once he got hungry enough. He was like, oh, day 37, he hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you want some food? Don't you want water? Don't you want that nice Cadillac that just came out?
Right.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Don't you want that $100,000 house? And it's just you. Why you want it? I'm confused. I want to host parties. You're not going to let nobody in your house. Seriously. You want a $100,000 house so you can make it look nice, right? Yeah. And then every 4 days, you're like, that's ugly. I want to change something else. Because you're not secure. Come on. We go to our secret place to get assurance.
Yes.
We go to our secret place to get reminded of who our refuge is and our help.
Yes.
We don't go to our secret place to tell God what to do.
Come on.
And that's what we're doing.
Come on.
Okay, y'all, I learned this weekend. And blame Dr. Renee Rochester, blame Dr. Jody Matthews, blame all of them for doing this, I promise you. So, I learned that fasting and prayer is for us. Yes. God don't get glory out of that. I said, wait, whoa, time out. He said, I instituted prayer so you can talk to me. I talk to you. I don't need to pray to talk to you. I said, Lord, what? He said, I don't have to fast to get anything done in your life. You do.
Whoa.
I told you to meditate on my word. I didn't tell you to not eat for 25 days. I told you to chew on my word. And so sometimes we think meditate means, okay, this is it for this hour, for this day. No, that needs to be your verse for about a week until you get right.
Say it. That's
real. Until you can apply that word is just sitting there idle.
Wow.
I say I'm about to be done. Okay, I got 10 more minutes. And so when you really think about what God wants you to do, He wants you to literally get rid of the distractions.
Amen.
I'm a fifth grade teacher still, and I love it. And they tell me to give them a shout out, so it's my shout out to my fifth grade class. It was the principal's son too, so you know if I don't do it, I get, you know, can. He's like, can you give us a shout out? Really? Okay, shout out, fifth grade class. Very, very energetic group.
Okay.
Easily distracted group though. Mm-hmm. Very squirrel. Squirrel. Hey, squirrel. That's me. Don't worry about me. Right? And so one of the things that I tell these children all the time is you gotta pay attention. You gotta pay attention. Now I don't teach long. I teach about 15 minutes and then we gotta apply it. But I need you to pay attention right here so you can apply it over here.
Amen.
We've gotten so comfortable with knowing God's word. When we apply it, that's how we move it. I gotta learn some more. You've learned enough. That was my problem this weekend. He said, you know enough. What's your problem? Walk up to Crystal and them and say, you're not preaching on Sunday. They're gonna be like, excuse me? What's wrong?
Right.
What's the matter? But I want you to understand that we all go through that process where we all deem ourselves unworthy of salvation.
Okay.
Yeah.
The minute you say yes,
say it.
You're claiming you're worthy of salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Now you gotta walk in it, though. Now you gotta walk in that worthiness. And I'm gonna say it, don't walk in what other people deem you are. That's where I got caught up at. They said this about me, the Lord. What did I say? Why are you over here listening to this girl? What did I say? And if you don't know God's word, you don't know what He said.
Okay.
Amen.
That was the other challenge. He said, in your solitude place, you need to know what I said about you. You're fearfully and wonderfully made.
Amen.
You're made out of the image of me, so why aren't you wonderful and a masterpiece above all masterpieces? Seriously, what is the problem?
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry, you beat me up. Sorry. You're all about here, sorry. You're all about here.
Take it.
And this is gonna be, so we gonna stop. In Psalms 91, in the Hebrew, it talks, it's two words, misgad, which means secure, hide, or stronghold, and sagad. Inaccessibly high.
Inaccessibly.
He puts you so high that Satan got to use a ladder to get up there. And if you higher, then Satan ain't even trying no more today. I'll try tomorrow.
Okay.
Sometimes you literally have to put yourself every day in your secret place to be elevated above your distractions. Beat me up. Because I didn't realize how distracted I was. This is me talking about. Very distracted. Very distracted individual. God was unreeling some stuff. And he was like, hey, that caught your attention. That got your attention. That got your attention. That got your attention. You're not going to be a professor until you're 87. That got your attention. Like, what's going on? What has your attention? Are you paying attention to me? Or are you paying attention to this world that we live in? Because Romans 12:2 say, don't be conformed. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 through 27, they talk about your gates. Your eyes, your ears, mouth, nose, head, shoulders, knees, toes. Right? And your heart. I had a love problem. When God told me I didn't love him with my heart, mind, and my soul, he was talking about my heart. My mind is there. My soul is connected to the spirit man. What about this heart? And I was like, Jesus, well, what percentage do I love you? What you think? you trying to get your extra points on the test? Lord, is it like 17.7? What is it? And he said, don't worry about that. I love me more. And you don't got to worry about what your percentage is. Okay. Love me more. Meditate. Don't memorize my word. That's Dr. Renee Rochester, y'all. That was me.
You said meditate, don't memorize.
All right, I'm going back to the drawing board. I got to add some days to my solitude. I told one of my coworkers, I'm going to be in solitude until Jesus come back. The way this working, me and Jesus going to be, I'm like, look, okay, Lord, seek your place. Where are we meeting at today? McDonald's, what we doing? Like, Lord, you want to be like, my pastor? In the Hebrew, they talk about meditating. And they say to growl or to make noise. Wrestling. That's what I got out of that. Wrestling. When you meditate on God's word, you are encompassing what God is giving to you. And because everyone's revelation is different, you might have to wrestle and ponder with that for a while. When I got called to preach, it was 2019. I didn't tell anybody but pastor. And I walked up to him and I was like, I think I'm supposed to preach. He was like, where are you going? I was like, I don't know. But before then, I remember God calling me and said, I have something I want you to do that no one else is going to do but you. Your name is Sarah. That's the mother of many nations. It's time for you to stand up and be a warrior for my people.
Wow.
I said, oh, wow. My grandma's name was Sarah. You didn't tell her that? This is a family name. They gave you the wrong name. That's supposed to be his name. They gave you the wrong name. And but look how that happens. God calls you. You're like, wait, huh? What? And God is not an indecisive God. God knows what he's saying when he says it, how he says it. That's what Leviticus does. Okay. He lays it out. I said what I said and I meant what I said.
Amen.
Whether you are with it or not, I meant what I said for you. Mm-hmm. And that's the part we got to get caught up in. We get caught up in our vision of what life is supposed to be like, what we want. And we totally forget that somebody has pre-planned a life for us that actually points to him. So if you're not aligned with that, you're not living for him. I didn't say that. Holy Spirit did. Because sometimes you can't tell people they're not living for Christ. That's these saints. You can't. No. No. You can't say change. You can't say see? You can't say no. You gotta like But sometimes no is no. God is God. You don't change that. You didn't make him. Who are you? So can you change the rules, Lord? This is the game. Play it or don't. This is the game. Exactly. So when he put me in solitude, play it or don't. Oh, gosh. Okay. And that's because I knew, Eric, that there were things I had to be accountable for with the Lord. That's why we don't want to go in the secret place. Because that's like being in the principal office and he's trying to have a restorative conversation and you just think about all the stuff you did that you think he don't know about. You about to bring it back. And I'm one of them teachers. I tell you that. I tell on people. You a snitch? I wasn't involved. I'm not no snitch. I be telling. And I got the memory of the elephant. So I'm telling your mama asked you, I'm about to tell her the whole story.
All your business.
And the Lord wants to make you accountable for those things because even those small things that we deem as the largest things of sin, he might want to transform because somebody needs it right now.
That's right. That's right.
I didn't understand why he wanted to deal with my sin so bad. I'm like, you don't want to deal with your sin? What? Auntie Janice? Pastor? My pastor person? He don't see it. 1 John 1:9. If I ain't lying on you, I'm going to help you. And so we really have to be intentional about meditating on God's word. Wrestle with it. Ask God, ooh, Lord, do I need to shave my little words down? Do I need to shave my friends? Do I need to shave my habits? That's real. It's a lot of shaving, and I'm over here looking real crazy. Like, Lord, I am awake. You got me woke. But at the same time, my burden is lifted. My yoke is lighter. I decided to take on his yoke. So now my yoke is very light. Because the minute something come up, I be like, ooh, I'm in solitude. Come here, Lord. Come here. Wait. Come here. And he be like, I'm right there. Wait, why you yelling? Why you yelling? I'm right here. Why you yelling? Wait, because I got a problem. But why you yelling? Why you screaming? Like a little baby that need help. Can you open this key? Open this key. Why you screaming now? Calm down. Why are you yelling? I'm right here.
I'm right here.
And sometimes we forget that God is right here. Mm. And he wants you to be right here with him. In solitude. Me having 25 kids and 18 different jobs and just a lot of things going on, solitude gets hard.
Yes, it does.
Because I'm like, they want fries? Lord, I was trying to pray. Okay, hold on a second. You're right. You know, and so, or sometimes you gotta wait. I'm praying right now.
Yeah.
You gotta wait. What you care about? You?
Yeah.
You? I'm telling y'all, listen, bro, them girls, they're like, they so cute. They a lot of work. And they like me. I thought they was going to be daddy's girls and up under daddy. Where you going? I'm going to the store. I'm going to the store. I don't want you to go to the store.
I don't want you to go nowhere with me.
I want you to stay here with your daddy because I don't understand. But the Lord wants us like that. I'm going, Lord, come on, I'll do it. Mm. He wants you like that.
Application.
Yes. Come on, he wants you like that. He wants you to say, I'll do it. I know nobody else will do it, Lord. I'll do it just for you.
Okay.
Amen. I'll do it because it's you, Lord.
Mm. Amen.
Because it's you, Lord, I'll do it. I'll go into a secret place and learn, Lord.
Yes.
And this is the toughest season of my life, y'all. I promise. I mean, outside my mama, tough season. Because I've had to literally stop conversing with people because of what they were putting into my gates.
Okay.
Yes.
And my pastor person warned me about it. He did. I ain't think nothing of it. I'm not. I'm gonna live a life. And then you go to a door and it's shut. They're not answering their phone. Wow. And then you go to another door. Your internet don't work. And then you go to the Facebook door. And he's like, I told you not to open that one. You're right. You're right. But that amount of time that you spend doing that, spend it with me.
Amen.
So, Lisa,
there you go.
You been tearing me up. Spend it with me. I go to bed early. So I got a little bit of time. So I think 2 a.m. Come on, spend some time with me. Lord, I gotta work. You know I'm a teacher. Yeah, come on. You can teach him about spending time with me. How about that? In Matthew chapter 6, verse 30 through 32, we see Jesus going to a secret place. Jesus went to a secret place often.
Yeah.
Jesus understood that his humanity was limited and he needed eternal resources.
Amen. Uh-huh.
That's why the angels ministered to him. That's why he said, hey, come on, we're going to go to a secret place. And the apostles gathered themselves together unto Jesus and told him all things, both what they had done and what they had been taught. And he said unto them, come ye yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. And they departed into a desert place by ship privately. He literally put them on a boat to go to a secret place.
Yes.
Sometimes you have to get on a boat in life, and go leave that boat, place. And go to a secret place. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
I guess to be transparent, I am one of the aggressive siblings of my siblings, right?
And
I don't believe that.
Okay. Thank you, Eric. Thanks for the compliment. I am one of the aggressive ones. Yeah, I'll get down if I gotta get down. But the Lord said, you can't keep getting down with them, because you got to make sure they go to heaven. You got to make sure they be in. And what about their kids?
Because
once you sever a relationship with them, then what happens to these children over here, youth pastor? And so sometimes God is going to ask you to go to different places. You don't know who you're affecting.
Amen.
You don't know. He's asking you for your secret place to lift you to the highest place possible so even your enemies don't get to you.
Amen.
So when you come down, you're sitting amongst your enemies.
Yeah.
That happened too in the solitude space. I said, oh, Lord. He's like, get careful. Bro. Sit there. Wait a while. Be still and know that I am God in a space of people that could care less about you. Even though I'm an aggressive sibling, I'm a non-confrontational person most of the time. But I'm okay with having an argument, but we can't fight. That's the weird. I don't know. And the Lord says, I want you to come up out of all of that. What you identify as, I want you to go somewhere else and find a new name.
Amen.
When he told Abraham to leave, he told Abraham to leave everybody. Even Lot, y'all.
Yes.
That's why him and Lot had to separate later, because God told him to leave everybody and go to a place that you don't know. A secret place.
Okay.
You don't know. It's a secret. You don't know what God has for you.
True.
You don't know how he's unrolling, even at whatever age. You have no idea.
Wow.
Amen.
Luke 5:16. And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed often. Jesus went often to be reminded, to be redeemed, if you will, in his flesh, to be restored.
Yes.
Matthew 6:6. This is where Jesus gave the commandment to go into a secret place. And this is from the Message Bible. Here's what I want you to do. Find a quiet, secluded place so you won't be tempted to role play before God. Just be there as simply and honest as you can manage. The focus will shift you to God, and you will begin to sense his grace.
Man.
If you got a lot of turmoil, find a secret place. We were commanded to. That was in red. Find a secret place so you can stop role playing before God.
Okay.
Me too. I got some plays in me. I got some. Right? Your sin nature is a role play before God. God knew you before your sin nature. And so for you to play this thing out like you just playing a game in front of him, yeah, keep playing. He stopped me. I don't know. I'm afraid everybody go to see you play with me. I want you to experience solitude. I was always afraid to be alone. There's 7 of us. Our house was always jumping. I don't want to be by myself. Lord, what do you want by myself? He says, I want you by yourself. I created you by yourself.
Uh-huh.
I want you by yourself. Uh-huh. Because then I can reveal to you myself.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because sometimes, Eric, God can reveal you in a person and only one person get it.
Yeah.
Because it was only for that one person.
Yeah.
In a secluded place, you're going to get it. You're the only person there with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're not going to be distracted with what you think Naomi's supposed to have. Lord, tell her that. You distracted. Didn't I say you quiet?
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Lord, give this person that book. Didn't I tell you to shut up?
Didn't I tell you?
And we get caught up because it's not the Holy of Holies. Know ye that you're the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Yes.
You walk around with your secret place.
Right.
Amen.
Walk around with your secret place. When I really tapped into the faith that I was developed enough to have a secret place with the Lord, I was like, "Ooh, come on, let's go. What's in there?" And then once I got in there, I was like, "I can't get out. What happened?" The Lord knows that in your flesh, you're going to want the distractions. That's why he reminds us throughout the Bible to seek a secret place.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. During this time, I've developed a tough skin. I thought I was a very tough person.
Whoa.
Very big ball of pudding. He gets on my ass.
Come on, T.
And during the time of building a tough skin, the Lord wants to, he reminds me that you're a new creation.
Yeah.
Take off that old wineskin.
Wow.
Put on a new wineskin because he's trying to take you to a new space.
Okay.
And what's interesting about the wineskin, though, that you always keep making more. So I can take this off, Lord, because this don't line up with you, and I'm going to put this on. And then I'm going to add this. It's kind of like when graduating. You get your bachelor's, you get the little course. Mm-hmm. But your master's, they embellish you a little bit. Mm-hmm. Your doctorate, they embellish you some more. Graduate in God.
Mm-hmm.
Elevate yourself in God's word.
Yeah.
Graduate to that place with God where he's embellishing you because you deserve it.
Okay.
And then you'll know your worth.
Mm, okay.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray.
What?
Lord, thank you for providing us with your word and your
yes.
truth.
Yes.
Thank you for giving us everything that we need to meet every need that you are going to meet for us, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I ask that you bless these people tremendously with whatever it is that they need, Lord, and create their space for them and call their name. Call them to that secret place, Lord.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Allow them to yield themselves to you and submit to your authority. Lord, allow your presence to not only be engulfing here, but in the world through our people.
Yeah.
Thank you again for just providing us with a space where the enemy cannot get to us, Lord, and remind us of that secret place daily through your Holy Spirit.
Yes.
In Jesus' name with thanksgiving, amen.
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 Amen. Thank you.
You're
welcome.
Mm-hmm.
That's Pox.
You got it.
Good job, Pox.
Okay. First Corinthians 9:13-14 tells us that I'm saying just like this, and this is how it goes. You know, in the olden days, they gave sacrificial offerings at the temple. And the people that worked at the temple got to get some of their food that came to the offering. Then it goes on to say this, that God's commanded us that those who preach the gospel, those that benefit from what we've heard, we're also called to support them. So we're going to take a dog and go beat
them. Amen. Amen.
Oh,
If you love them, lift your voice and shout.
That I actually got from God on October 16th, and I want to share it. What I have for you is for you. You are here because I love you. You must begin to trust me more than you think you can, because you must. I, the Lord, have more for you, but you must believe in me with your all. Grace and peace, amen.
Amen. To me.
Oh,
I can't make
them. No.
But that's all I use. I don't eat hot sauce or nothing.
It's in my bag.
I know.
was watching on YouTube where somebody did a ghost pepper challenge.
They got on Hollywood ghost pepper,
now. Yep, they just announced it. There's a spice and then.
You can take on the school. We can some more stuff.
I'm not burning like that.
Okay. You all you taste is pepper. That's it.
I'm waiting on
Robin, stay away from that sugar, girl.
She can listen to nobody.
Robin, stay away from that sugar. Get you some water if you want some juice.
I'm learning too. I grew up close. So, Isaiah,
no,
but I got
my
that juice.
You know she gonna find some other things to get into.
I'll see you next week, Auntie.
Same time, different bat channel.
Same time, different place, yeah.
Make sure all of them.